You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's a program from our archives.
This week, we've been hearing how the Japanese keep singing insects as pets, particularly during the autumn months. In the United States, too, we have our share of crickets and katydids calling at night this time of year. And here's a few tips on how best to catch and keep them in a temporary home. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
In the U.S., we have many species that are related to the crickets in Japan, many of which make beautiful sounds. I think the first step to keeping them is to begin to listen and to hear the differences.
Robert Pemberton is a research entomologist. He tells us that once you've decided which singing insect you'd like to keep, there's a whole art to the chase and capture.
To catch them, you need a partner to do it best. You go out in the evening and start listening very carefully. If you look in the direction of the sound, and you slowly move your head side to side and listen with each ear, you will be able to get the precise direction of where the calling cricket is. If you have a friend, do it at a different angle, off to your right or to your left, then where his line of hearing crosses your line of hearing is where the cricket is.
Once you've caught your crickets in a cup or a jar, you can bring them home, but like any other pets, they need to be cared for properly.
Some people keep them in terrariums. Don't keep them in tight jars because it'll be too humid. You need some air movement. You can feed them very small amounts of fruit, small amounts of lettuce or cucumber. They need to be misted, but the main diseases of insects are fungi. So if there's not very good air circulation, and if it's too moist, then they will get sick.
Perhaps the best way to thank your cricket after a day or two of listening to its song is to let it go. We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.